Jeff, we're starting to get a better understanding about how local government entities in your area are going to regulate cannabis in the area. What can you tell us about this issue?
So the Grant County Commission is sort of scrambling a little bit. They're really trying to get a local control cannabis ordinance in place before September 1st, which is when the state starts issuing licenses for cannabis producers. As listeners may remember, any business that does obtain a state license before any local zoning laws, for example, or other time, place, and manner restrictions are set up, they're automatically grandfathered in and can't be asked to move or change their business practices. So the county, along with the mining district municipalities and Silver City, are all working to get ordinances on the books as soon as possible.
Okay, we'll stay updated with that. I want to move on and talk about a compromise reached on the feral cattle issue in the Gila National Forest.
This plan that the Forest Service had to have their wildlife services teams and contractors come in and basically shoot about 250 unbranded feral cattle that are in the Wilderness District and of the Gila National Forest. That plan, you know, local cattle growers, they got up in arms against, so to speak, and the New Mexico Livestock Board actually reached out to us at the Daily Press and wanted to clarify, you know, their position on this and what is actually permissible under the law. And their position is that state statute, essentially, you know, it means the way that it's written, they can't claim ownership over these unbranded feral cattle. They only deal with what's known as a stray cattle or branded cattle in unauthorized areas. And since the Forest Service, you know, doesn't own the cattle either, there's sort of this gray area where nobody really feels like they have permission to go in and kill these cattle, first of all, just in that way, or alternatively, to hire contractors to go in and take partial payment at least from the sale of these feral unbranded cattle. So a compromise was reached between the Livestock Board, Grant County Cattle Growers Association, and the Forest Service. The Forest Service did manage to get a federal allocation of, you know, so far we don't know how much money, actually. The Forest Service supervisor here doesn't know. And they plan on awarding this gathering contract to go in and rope them and round them up by October. And when that actually starts happening is up in the air. This could take years. And the forest supervisor here, Adam Mendoza, he also told us that, you know, the lethal means are not off the table. So it's likely there'll be a combination of removal efforts going on, possibly at the same time.
The Gila Wilderness is such a large area full of some rugged terrain as well. Is there any safety concerns about some of these plans?
Yeah, the Forest Service personnel that I've spoken to, you know, they uniformly say people who ranchers, you know, who live here, they have a good idea of what the Gila is like and how rugged the terrain is and what the difficulty would actually be in getting, say, a healthy bull, a wild bull, wild like a deer, as they put it, out of the woods alive. So even though a lot of cowboys reached out to the Forest Service from other areas, it appears that they are looking at a contractor possibly in Arizona to do this. So they're really looking for folks who have a knowledge of the terrain here. It's a wild woods out there.
Jeff, thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Anthony.